Hello everyone, my name is Darwin. I am a developer from Capgemini and I'm going to explain why it's interesting to add Jupyter inside the decoder platform in order to give the user a valuable documentation of the project they are in. In order to start, we're going to explain what's decoder, and decoder, it's a platform oriented to developers that give support to the developer during the design and the implementation phase of a project. In this project, there are many partners involved, for example, some government organizations, different companies, and universities. Inside this platform, we can execute some tools through the different artifacts. We can edit code from the platform, from the GUI, and also we can see the results of those tools in a friendly way to the user, in a visible way to the user, and some of the things that are coming soon. And why to add Jupyter through Decoder? Because we think that with Jupyter, we can give an extra value for the user in order to see the data and in order to see the valuable results from the decoder tools. And why Jupyter? Jupyter, because this is a open source software framework that allow us to execute different services, interactive services, to compute a lot of different programming languages. We are going to use the Jupyter Lab in order to work with Jupyter. And the Jupyter Lab, it's a web-based interactive development environment that are used through the notebooks, the Jupyter notebooks, where you can execute code, you can see data, and configure all that user interface with the user preferences. This is used in the machine learning, and we are going to use it with Python. We will see some samples later, but you can use it with any other languages, programming languages that we have seen before here. Here we have an example of the interface of the decoder UI, where we can see how it has been added the